Well, this particular song, leading up to this, started out as an interlude.
That bass could have been a little louder, though.
This was an interlude.
Dude, I tried to get him to get that, dude.
Yeah,
this was an interlude, man.
It was an interlude. In Palm Springs, my man Wolf, about 12 o'clock at night, said, dude.
I'm all, dude, throw down a bass.
Throw down this bass. I got this idea. Yeah. I'm just going to play it. This is what I'm thinking. We started playing it, and it turned into this, but it was only like, what, 56 seconds long?
It was called Sinister.
Called Sinister, yeah. And then we wind up, right, we wind up laying down, you know, calling some people and do some vocals on this. Who Your Tribe? Psycho Jack.
Wolf definitely has to talk about this chorus here.
Oh, this is, dude, I mean, like we said, this was like one of them things interlude turned into a song, you know what I mean? We never really planned for it to go.
Ever since the day the streets be calling.
Dude, you gotta understand the Booyah Tribe. This guy is the biggest dude you ever meet in life.
Tiny.
Yet that
gangster,
voice,
get that.
Gangster, the hardest dude you ever meet. Yet that voice is the most beautiful
like
voice.
An angel, man.
It's like an angel. An angel.
But like you said, this turned into a fun, like a fun, cool song. It's got Sonny, Sick Jack from the Psycho Realm, the Booyah Tribe. Dude, it just turned into something cool, man. It's got the hip hop flavor, but it's got the bomb, you know, melodic chorus. It's cool, man.
This is what we love to do, man. This is our vibe.
I got cheated on the bass though.
Yeah, that bass should have kicked in with some.
Nah, it's dope, man. It's hot. It's hot.
It's scary.
It's very scary.
It's a scary cut.
It's a scary bit.
But this song also is very different from anything else on the album, man. That's just how we mix it up, you know?
Yeah.
Some kill you just because, and I'll leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that. But I choose to use this mic to push these platinum plaques.
Believe that.
And
believe
that. How important was it for you guys this time to diversify the material included on the album? I mean, I know you guys and know how much hip-hop and how much reggae you listen to, and you know, for most people, they would think all you do is listen to AC/DC all day.
Yeah, we do. We listen to all that.
Who doesn't listen to AC/DC all day?
See, that's one of them things, man. It's like we don't really go out trying to diversify. It's like it's what comes out. This night, man, when all these people, just one of the dudes from the Booyah Tribe, we just had a big old barbecue at Glenn Ballard's house, man. Carne asada.
And this is what happened.
You know what I mean? We hung out and
I heard the food was good. I didn't get a chance to have any because
the Samoans macked it down.
Hey, but like Wolf said, this was an interlude, man. And then by the time, you know, Sick Jack dropped the verse, and then I did, and then Booyah Tribe came in, we lengthened everything. And
wait, you ever touch my sister?
Got you. So
that's the bomb lyric.
But the thing is, it became a song because, you know, we're like, this is a great album track. This is a vibe. And with this record, I mean, we had 22 songs that we mixed and mastered. And it was hard to pick the songs to make the record. And then, you know, this is one of those tracks. It's a vibe. And we thought this song was like, it's a must. It's got to be on the record. And you know what? Yeah, Big Gotti, when he was singing this song.
Yeah, tell him
this is a dude that he's gangster to the fullest. And, you know, he was shot 10 times in his back in the day. And he actually changed the lyric. You know, we had the lyrics, but he changed everything and sang it for himself. When he says, I'm not dying, he's talking about himself. And he felt it. He said, I'm trying to grind out these streets. These are things that we go through. And he meant it, man. He was sitting there. He got real emotional when he sang the song. He changed everything and said, instead of us, he changed it to me, to I'm, because he was relating this chorus to himself. Sick Jack, Psycho Realm, Booyah Tribe in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's magic right there.
Mm-hmm. We need a tour, dude. With Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
Dude.
That would go
Carlos Mencia, he wants to go on a tour with us.